Breathing Space for Fingal by Jane McCorkle is our next garden, and Niall Hatch is already there. Niall.
Derek, I'm in the wonderful show gardens here at Bloom, actually at garden number 21. Absolutely wonderful installation here called A Breathing Space for Fingal, sponsored by Fingal County Council. I'm here with garden designer Jane McCorkle. Jane, this really is remarkable. I've just stepped in off the main track and already I feel the tranquility of this. There's something really, really nice about this. It's very calming. The colours you've chosen, the plants, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you very much. It's meant to be a calm space, a space where people can step out of life and take a big deep breath and just reevaluate and get off the hamster wheel and enjoy nature.
I think there's more recognition now, isn't there, that we all need to do that in our lives. I think perhaps during the pandemic people had a reconnection with nature that they perhaps lost. How important do you think that is for people in everyday life, that they have access to a space like this, and how could they go about accessing such a thing?
That's where the whole idea of this came. Forest bathing and getting out into nature, it improves your health. So it improves your well-being, it reduces your blood pressure. And it's actually a prescribed medication in the likes of Japan, where you have to go out to nature and just take a deep breath and come outside and enjoy green. And it will help you with your mental health in every way.
There really is something about it. I'm just watching the plants here. There are bees buzzing around us. There are birds singing in the trees behind. There's just something honestly quite restorative about it. I find sometimes Bloom going around here, I'm working with the Bird of Ireland stand here, and it can be quite stressful setting that up. Actually coming here to recharge my batteries, I think I'm going to do this throughout the show. It really is quite remarkable, the effect.
Yeah, the point of this garden is that people will be able to come in, and this zone here would be like an urban zone, and then we go into what is a sanctuary. So people coming to visit Bloom won't see everything from out on the track. You have to actually come into the space to enjoy this garden in around with the hedges.
So Jane, I know this is supposed to be experienced as literally an experience. People go on a journey through. Could you please take me on that journey and describe to me what this garden's all about?
Okay, so you come into the space, and this is your small pocket park, urban space. You've got high walls around you, upcycled cartwheels to create a zone, if you like. And then we move from that zone through what the walls represent buildings, and we come into a space that is your breathing space. So you're surrounded by hedges, and you're surrounded by plants for your overhead canopy. And then underneath we have all these beautiful perennial plants. Now, it's not a true forest, as in brambles and ferns, because we wanted people to see what type of plants they can grow in shaded areas in their own gardens to create this sort of effect. We've positioned rocks in different spaces so that you can just sit down and relax, look up through the canopy, look around you, and just take a big deep breath. And once you've transitioned, do you hear the birds? They're having a great time here. They've been flying in and out all the time. Little blue tits everywhere. And you walk the whole way through, and then at the end you come back into what would be, again, back into an urban space with buildings.
I really do feel that transition and that calm, actually. And it's nice that people aren't plunged into it immediately. You go through that transition zone, and then you're into sort of the, as you said, the equivalent of the forest bathing here. Yeah. It really does feel like two distinct zones. Now, of course, this is a show garden, and it's here for the purpose of showing people at Bloom. How practical is this in an everyday setting? Is this something people can do at home? Is it something that local authorities should be rolling out across the country?
Oh, local authorities are trying to do it all the time. They're trying to get people out into their open spaces. I mean, Fingal has an abundance of open spaces. Ardgillan, Malahide, all these amazing places where you can go and go into a forest, go into to under the trees. But also they wanted people to enjoy the flowers. And people can enjoy flowers at home. They just need to experiment and not overweed. That's the biggest thing I think people need to learn to do. Stop weeding so much. Just enjoy what comes up in your garden. And you can do that.
I see the benefits immediately. Not alone are the blue tits all around us in the trees, there are hoverflies and bumblebees all around us too. There are butterflies. Yes. It's really remarkable. Yeah. How long did it take to put this garden together in this location? How long have these flowers actually been growing in this place?
I started planting about a week earlier than I normally would, because I really wanted everything to settle down and actually grow. And you know, it's unreal. I think some of the stuff has actually grown by a foot. Some of the perennials.
The weather has been perfect.
My
old garden has gone mad.
It's just absolutely perfect. Everything has just. When I put the irises in, there wasn't one flower. They've just popped 2 days ago. You know, so it's brilliant. So I'm so glad we did the 2 weeks earlier to allow. And things are starting to grow in together as well, which is amazing.
Well, you know, they say the proof is in the pudding sort of thing, Niall. I mean, their blue tits are there, the bees are there. it sounds and feels and probably smells like a garden too.
It does. And actually, Derek, it looks like it's been here for years. It really looks like a space that has grown into itself, that the nature, it's in harmony with nature.
Gorgeous.
Everything beautiful blooming. The foxgloves particularly look absolutely gorgeous. It's really, really nice to see it. But it's not all just about the plants, of course. You have lots of other man-made elements to this as well. You mentioned about those cartwheel rims that form the part of the roof of the initial structure in the transition zone, which I think look absolutely beautiful. I see down at the end here as well, you have this wonderful window effect with these recycled glass bottles. Where did all this material come from, and how important is it, do you think, to use or to reuse many of these waste materials in this kind of setting?
Well, I'm always very conscious, and I know Fingal are always very conscious of how much that we seem to materials that are used for the show. So we decided we were going to try and upcycle as much as we possibly could. So I spent a couple of days in one of the Fingal depots picking out bits and pieces, trying to decide how we were going to use them. Old curbs that were thrown away in a corner. Now, it's so tempting to just use the new because it would be easier. When you're using the old, there's a two process. We have to clean it to get it ready to then use. And then the cartwheels, they were just lying there, and I thought, oh my God, they're amazing. Why can't we use them? And so we spent a couple of days in a foundry putting them all together to make sure that they looked right. And then one of the ladies that works in my office with me, Sinead, we were trying to figure out what sculpture to use at the end of the garden to draw people down. And she said, why aren't we using recycled bottles? And I said, well, I don't want them stuck in a wall in some way. So she came up with that idea. And I think it works really well, because now we're able to borrow Oliver's garden and see into him.
So when bloom ends, Jane, will your garden be recycled?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be rebuilt as a COVID memorial garden or commemoration garden in a Fingal park that they're developing at the moment.
To be decided or confirmed?
To be confirmed or revealed. They have a good idea as to where. They just want to make sure it's right.
Well, will you let us know? Because we'll be there with you when it's unveiled to the public in a public space outside of Bloom. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And thanks, Niall. And we'll catch up with you again later on, okay?
Great, Eric. Thank you.